Family Worship Primer, Episode 4.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topics.
Hey, so you've made it into the fourth question of the Children's Catechism at Eastside Baptist Church that we're using to encourage families to use in your homes, and they'll be reiterated and emphasized during our corporate weekly gatherings on Sunday mornings. Then the fourth question is this, what does the Bible primarily teach? So for the last couple of weeks, we've put a lot of emphasis upon the Bible, and so we want to ask the question this week, what is the Bible? What does the Bible primarily teach? The formal answer we want to give to this is the Bible primarily teaches what we are to believe about God and what duty God requires of men. Now, that will be an important bedrock question later on in a child's life, especially as they grow older and they begin to think more less concrete and more abstract. They begin to think with parameters that are beyond what they would be required to be in while they're children, in the moral capacity that God will continue to increase their understanding in. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and Ecclesiastes chapter 12, you'll see those references in the Q&A of the catechism resources that we have. And listen, you may have other scripture verses. Do not take any of the scripture verses as the exclusive only places that the Bible speaks about these things. But use them as helpful. They'll hear them. They'll be reiterated at the church house on this coming Sunday. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, the Apostle Paul. And listen, speak to your children like this so that they're familiar about the authors of the Bible, who these people are. Let them become familiar with the names of the people that God uses. So the Apostle Paul spoke to the young Timothy, the preacher boy Timothy, and the Apostle Paul told him to retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and the love which are in Christ Jesus. So you see, even the Apostle Paul is teaching Timothy that there is a standard by which all of what I'm telling you is coming from, and it's not from me. It's coming from the Bible, and this is what the Bible primarily teaches, that we would know who God is, and we would know what duty God requires of man. And then Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, Solomon, use that name Solomon. He's the author of that book. Let that child hear that from you, both formally and informally. Let him become increasingly familiar. So the King Solomon, David's son Solomon, says this, the conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. So teach your children that what the Bible is saying is not just for them, it's for every person. It applies to every human being. And then let them hear from you. This is what the Bible is teaching, that we might fear God and that we might keep his commandments. How are we going to know his commandments? Are we going to know them because we took a field trip out and looked at the stars one night? No. We're going to know that there's a God who has authority and the ability to do what none of us can do. But again, we want to bring the emphasis back into the Scripture, into the Bible. And how are we going to know what God wants from us unless we read the Bible? So that's why Solomon says the conclusion, the chief end, the end of everything has been it wrapped up in this, is that we would fear God and we would keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. So listen, if you want to teach your children what to believe rightly, then we have to know truth. And the only way we can know truth is by becoming increasingly familiar with what God has to say. So maybe to extend out of catechism question number 3 into catechism question number 4, let me emphasize the importance of helping your children become as naturally comfortable with the Bible as you can. So you've gathered them in. You're going to gather them in for a family worship time. And And the consistency of it. Listen, if you're not getting it done every day, don't let it rip you apart. Don't let you think, just, hey, we messed this up. We'll try again next year. No, pick it back up this week and gather the children and say, listen, life got really busy last week. I was gone more than I should have been or more than I wanted to be. And so let's regather together. Let's refocus. Let's reestablish this constant gathering together. And ask the question, what does the Bible primarily teach? So if we're going to talk about the Bible, let's let them see the Bible. Let them touch the Bible. Let them turn the pages of the Bible. Now, again, you're going to have to use some discretion on this. You can't give a one-year-old a copy of the Bible and expect them to not want to chew it and eat it and rip it. It's not going to be because they have no respect for the Bible. It's because they really don't have any motor skill control over those little arms that they have. So understanding with discretion about the age of the child. But as soon as they can understand that the pages of this Bible are really thin, maybe even explain to them why they're so thin. Ever thought about that? If they weren't this thin, can you imagine the size of the Bible? It'd be gigantic. So even helping them understand why the Bible's like it is, why, let them see that these chapters and these verses are so that we can, as we sit around the table here at the house, we can say, let's go and look at this piece of Scripture. It has a chapter and a verse, and we can all be in the same place at the same time, look at it, read it, study it. If you have reading children, again, I always encourage letting them struggle through. They may not read it perfectly, but let them read the Bible. That really puts a special relationship between child and their Bible that I don't think that can be overemphasized, and we don't want to walk away from it. So keep the emphasis upon the Bible. Again, take them to the book, the table of contents. Let them see how many total books there are, how many Old Testament books there are, how many New Testament books there are. Use math, use numbers, use words. Let them become familiar with these things. We'll continue to put the emphasis upon the first five books of the Bible in the corporate gathering. Hey, let's all say the first five books of the Bible together: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Listen, let your children mispronounce those words. Correct them on it as best you can. These are things that will, they're doing multiple things. You're creating family memories. You're going to laugh together. Your children are going to learn how to handle embarrassment. Your children are going to be able to handle applause and attaboys and attagirls. Those are all life skill things that you're doing. They're really secondary elements while you're doing the primary. And so take full advantage of the opportunities. Keep singing that song, the B-I-B-L-E. Maybe it'll even become the theme song of your family worship gathering for a certain season. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Those words become so familiar. There you are again, teaching them to answer the questions that will come along later in their life that they will want to question the Bible. Yeah, but they may be able to remember as a child sitting at your dinner table or in your living room and singing that song about the Bible. And in that moment, they'll recall that this is the place where I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless those little boys and girls in your household. May the Lord bless the advancement of the gospel in our day through His church, into our city, into our valley, to our state, and to the ends of the earth. May the Lord raise up faithful boys and girls to become faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ as men and women in our day. May the Lord bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.